For more than a week now, newscasters have been telling us about the Santa Ana winds, those hot, dry forces that have been driving the California fires. Repeated again and again by television anchors, the phrase Santa Ana winds gains a kind of poetic force. Those winds have long fascinated Los Angeles writers, including the mystery writer Raymond Chandler. These are his words from a novella called Red Wind. There was a desert wind blowing that night. It was one of those hot, dry Santa Anas that come down through the mountain passes and curl your hair and make your nerves jump and your skin itch. On nights like that, every booze party ends in a fight. Meek little wives feel the edge of the carving knife and study their husbands' necks. Anything can happen. We'd like to hear some more Los Angeles writing about the Santa Anas. David L. Ulan is the editor of two anthologies of Southern California writing, and we asked him to select classic literary passages about fires in California and the winds that drive them, and he joins us from our studios at NPR West. Mr. Ulan, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I know that these winds have a reputation not just for causing disasters, but for changing the behavior of people. Why would that be?
The idea is that they are what Joan Didion has referred to as a malevolent wind. It's unclear to me exactly why they stir up these kind of negative emotions, except for the fact that they're very unsettling. They come in, they're hot, they're relentless, they rattle everything, and they just kind of get people's nerves up a little bit.
Can you read Joan Didion's description of them?
In an essay called Los Angeles Notebook, she sort of describes their effect, and I thought I'd read a brief passage that suggests that. It is hard for people who have not lived in Los Angeles to realize how radically the Santa Ana figures in the local imagination. The city burning is Los Angeles's deepest image of itself. Nathaniel West perceived that in the Day of the Locust. And at the time of the 1965 Watts riots, what struck the imagination most indelibly were the fires. For days, one could drive the Harbor Freeway and see the city on fire just as we had always known it would be in the end. Los Angeles weather is the weather of catastrophe, of apocalypse, and just as the reliably long and bitter winters of New England determine the way life is lived there, so the violence and the unpredictability of the Santa Ana affect the entire quality of life in Los Angeles, accentuate its impermanence, its unreliability. The wind shows us how close to the edge we are.
Mm. And in that writing by Joan Didion, we heard a reference to an earlier work by Nathaniel West.
The Day of the Locust, which actually, the burning of Los Angeles is a central motif in this novel. One of the main characters, who's a scene painter named Todd Hackett, is painting or trying to paint in his off hours a grand mural called The Burning of Los Angeles. And he's thinking that this mural will somehow encapsulate the personality of the city, the sense of the people who come to California to pursue their dreams, whether empty or otherwise, the sense of frustration and ennui, which West, rightly or wrongly, defined as a central aspect of Southern California personality. And so this is him writing sort of from the point of view of Hackett and what Hackett wants to do with his painting. He was going to show the city burning at high noon, so that the flames would have to compete with the desert sun and thereby appear less fearful, more like bright flags flying from roofs and windows than a terrible holocaust. He wanted the city to have quite a gala air as it burned, to appear almost gay, and the people who set it on fire would be a holiday crowd. I thought that was a little apropos, just since it appears that some of these fires, at least a couple of them, seem to have been deliberately set.
There are criminal investigations underway, even as we speak.
Indeed.
I don't think anybody's written quite this apocalyptically about my hometown, although perhaps they should.
Which is your hometown?
Oh, Indianapolis.
Oh, well, I mean, I think Los Angeles is a peculiarly apocalyptic landscape, not just because of the natural landscape. I mean, obviously, you know, the great joke out here, which Pat Morrison just wrote about in the LA Times a couple days ago, is that, you know, of course Los Angeles has four seasons: fire, flood, drought, and earthquake. So we sort of end up having these cycles of natural disasters, and I think that it inherently gives the city an edge of apocalypse, and the people who write about it or who try to imagine it in literary or other artistic terms tend to focus on that apocalyptic sensibility, because I think it is at root in terms of a lot of how the city works. It is a city of impermanence in many ways. It is a city of multiple layers. People, much like the wildlife, have a hard time putting down roots here. And I think that in some way the personality of the city is a reflection of that landscape.
David L. Ulan is the editor of the anthologies Writing Los Angeles and Another City. His forthcoming book is called The Myth of solid ground. Mr. Yulin, be safe out there.
Thank you very much.